This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. An immigration judge has declined to let a national immigration activist out of detention in Aurora and says she wanted to think the case over. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Jeanette Vizquera received international attention during the first Trump administration when she moved into a church to avoid deportation. She was eventually granted a stay after politicians intervened on her behalf. But in March, she was arrested and detained on immigration violations. She's been in custody since. Her supporters and family hoped on Friday that an immigration judge would let her go free on bond. But that didn't happen. Her attorneys have argued that she was detained because she has been outspoken about immigration policies in the United States. But the federal government argues that she hasn't followed the laws. For now, she remains in detention. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Around 73,000 Xcel customers are without power in Colorado. That's after the state's largest energy company preemptively shut off power ahead of two massive windstorms that knocked down trees and power lines. Tens of thousands of people have been without power for days. On Friday, Governor Jared Polis said the utility must provide, quote, clearer communication and more transparency about future safety shutdowns. It's unclear when power will be restored. Friday also saw about half a dozen wildfires spark, but luckily all of those were contained quickly. A chance of rain in Boulder and Fort Collins today. Much of the rest of the state, mostly sunny. This is CPR News and KRCC.